Anik Baudet is hardcore when it comes to riding her bike. She commutes to work at least 3 times a week. Her commitment stems from the need to practice what she preaches. Baudet is Bicycle and Urban Trails Program Manager with the City of Austin. She's looking for ways to make Austin as bike-friendly as Portland, the bike mecca for commuters in the United States. So, in 2010, Baudet decided to visit Portland.
It brought tears to my eyes watching the streams of diverse people of all ages, all different types of people coming across their bridges. So they're very similar to Austin in that they have major bridges that bring people across the river into their downtown area. And they've improved all of their bridges.
That improvement in Austin's infrastructure went unmet for a long time. But 2 bike bridges, one on Mopac, will be built using money from the bond that voters passed last November. Bike advocates like Mike Sanford say Austin is steadily moving itself in the right direction. Sanford is with a bike nonprofit lobbying group called Bike Texas.
What Austin is doing is protected bike lanes. So we see those on Rio Grande near campus. We see that on 4th Street downtown. These protected bikeways are the way of the future to get people on bikes. It's how people of all skill levels, of all ages, are going to feel safe on a bike.
Protected bike lanes physically separate bike lanes from traffic. Another bike project opens in May in Barton Springs, but it will take a few more years before Austin will have bike-friendly bridges similar to the ones in Portland. The city's Anik Baudet says the challenge is coordinating all the agencies that play a role in these large projects.
You have environmental clearance, especially when you leverage bond funding by using it as match for, say, federal or state grants. It takes a little more time to get through the clearances.
By the time all the bike-related bond projects have been completed, Baudet hopes Austin will be well on its way to becoming not Portland, but more like some European cities where biking is not a goal, it's part of the culture. Joy Diaz, KUT News.